Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. As we do every Friday, although we didn't get to do it last Friday because we didn't have a show. But
just a little bit.
Let's take a look around the league at the rest of the games as they will take place. Don't forget, there is another London game this week.
There's that would a morning be, on that.
What is up with the NFL?
Internal
Jaguars versus Dolphins. Seriously?
You got a better international relations than that. You know, how are you supposed to make friends across the sea when you just send them your garbage time and time again?
Yeah.
I mean, are they the two worst games of the year? I mean, they're right at the
They're right there with it.
That's as bad as you can
I mean, what, the Jets and Giants weren't available to play each other this week?
Houston and Jacksonville couldn't
Good
play
Lord.
Together.
Lord.
It's always like that, but whatever.
Yeah. Tua's going to be back for the Dolphins.
Do you think Jacksonville could not lose?
I actually picked them to win this game.
You don't think they get to 21 in a row?
No. It's the hidden vigorish, as Bob Prince used to. They're going to beat somebody at some point.
This is as good as any.
They're used to doing this, although they didn't get to do it last year. It's a new coaching staff, so you wonder how they handle it. But I would assume that they at least say, hey, here's what we did in the past when we went over there. Here's what we need to do.
Yeah.
How about this stat? The Jaguars have not made a field goal this season.
Really? They've probably been losing a
first
lot.
First team to do that since 1962.
Wow.
No field goals.
Pretty far into here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're right in the middle of October.
The Seahawks only have three.
I know. And they're like never been in the red zone either. They have some weird stats, too. Really weird stats. I might pick the Jags in this one, too. I mean, a couple things. Tua's back, but I don't know that that's like, oh, they should be 3 points more favored, that he's really that much better.
They can't run the ball.
They can't run the ball. The O-line's
Jacksonville
terrible.
Can.
Parker's not playing, I don't think.
Yeah.
Fuller's not playing, I don't think. I know Zaven Howard is not playing.
He's out. Yeah.
And Byron Jones is questionable as we record this. Like, and I know Jacksonville stinks, but Miami stinks too.
They stink. They might stink worse.
They might stink
They have
worse.
A worse point differential this year.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I actually think Lawrence is turning the corner. No one will notice because they just keep losing. But he's playing a lot better, starting to take control of the offense. And to Urban Meyer's credit, they actually realized Robinson's good. You know, let's not mess with Hyde. Let's just make Robinson the foundation of the offense. That might be enough in this game.
Could be. Another 1 o'clock games here, starting off the 1 o'clock slate.
Okay.
Chargers at Ravens, a pair of 4-1 teams. I think Herbert just lights up that Baltimore secondary.
I don't think they have the corners
bad.
To handle this situation.
No.
Or the
Even Marlon Humphrey's not playing well this year.
No. And they're – like Jimmy Smith played safety. Like they're trying – That a vet, I don't say his name right, but he got picked apart last
Anthony
week.
Everett.
Averett, I think.
Averett, yeah.
And like they're searching in the secondary, and the pass rush isn't making up for it. Too much is asked of Lamar, and I know he's only one guy, but I think Derwin James in a pretty fast defense should be able to at least run with him a little. Like, kind of like we talked about the Eagles, they don't hand the ball to running backs.
Crazy thing is that the Chargers are allowing 157.6 rushing yards per game. They kind of dare you to run the football.
Part of it's because Chubb and Hunt ran all over them last week.
Yeah.
But they won't play it that way.
That won't matter in this game because the Ravens don't hand the ball off to running backs.
No, right. It's all Lamar.
It's all Lamar. So he's going to get his regardless.
Mm-hmm. I have great respect for what Lamar and that organization has done this year. But I think, like we were talking – they've gotten some bounces, you know, late in the games and, you know, the Tucker 66-yarder or whatever, too. They're closer to a 500 team than a powerhouse.
I think they might get blown out.
I can't believe the Chargers are getting points in that game.
Yeah.
That shocks me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think
– Chargers are better.
Jackson's been good. He's been great this year.
Awesome,
he's been great.
Man. Yeah.
But he can't do it all by himself week after week, especially not against a good team.
Right.
Like the Colts are not a good team.
I respect Andrews and Marquise Brown, fine. But Herbert's got – Ekeler, Jared Cook, let alone Allen and Williams.
Yeah.
You know, like he's got a lot more around him and a better line.
Yeah. And he's just a better passer of the football.
He might be the better player right now.
Yeah.
As great as Lamar is, and Lamar's got MVP candidate going on. Herbert's special.
Yeah. This could be a team that's in the same kind of boat as the Steelers. Or Chiefs 2-3 at Washington 2-3.
I think it's a blowout.
It sets up that way.
Yeah.
I'm playing against Tyreek Hill this week, and I'm just fearful of this game.
I just see him like nobody else on the screen, blown coverage. There's Tyreek just dancing and high-stepping, you know.
Washington's defense.
They allow all these big
is 11 individuals out there just doing whatever the hell they want.
Right, that's exactly where they're at right now. And I think the Chiefs are due. People are, what's wrong with the Chiefs? Well, they played the Ravens, Chargers, and Browns. You know, it wasn't like they were losing to Jacksonville and, you know, average teams even. And this is an average team. You know, they may allow some points. Like, I'm starting my football team guys in fantasy without hesitation, but Chiefs are going to, I think, mop the floor with these guys.
Yeah, I think Washington will score just because that's what happens with the Chiefs, but the Chiefs will score more. Yeah, they're not going to score more.
Yeah.
Vikings 2-3 at Panthers 3-2. This is kind of a who are you kind of
game. Yeah, I don't have a good – there's two or three games I don't have a good feel for. This is the top of the list. And I was buzzing through the games on our podcast today, and the Vikes are favored.
They are. Christian McCaffrey ruled out today. That might have something to do with it.
Darnold's coming off a bad one, and their O-line's coming off a bad one. But I think Carolina's got a legit D.
Yeah,
I think it's an even game in Carolina.
Who's playing running back for the Vikings?
It's kind of looking Cook is – I don't know. I mean, again, I don't have that answer. I like the Panthers.
Carolina's defense is good.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Both these quarterbacks can look really good or could kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some.
When you have that, you kind of lean towards the home team.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. If this was in Minnesota, I think I'd take the Vikes.
Yeah.
But I can't believe Minnesota's giving points in Carolina.
I think they're the better team.
I guess.
But they haven't shown it yet. I mean, they've found ways to lose games.
Sneakily, this game has massive playoff implications.
Yeah.
Because both divisions kind of have six teams you can look, or both conferences have like six teams you can look at and be like, I think they're getting in. And then there's three teams fighting for one spot. I think this is one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, both these teams are.
Another 1 o'clock game, Rams at Giants. This is going to just be
I think it's a slaughter too.
Yeah.
In terms of points, I think the Giants are getting like 10.
Yeah.
I might take the points.
Maybe
if Jones plays. Right now he's up in the air just because it's a potential letdown West Coast,
it's
East Coast.
9.5 on here with an over-under 48. So that kind of tells you, I mean, it's almost a 10-point game and it's a 48 over-under.
Right. I mean, they think that's going to be a bad beating. But Shepard's playing, Tony's playing. They got weapons, but Giants defense hasn't been very good, and the Rams are strong.
Yeah, Aaron Donald's going to feast in that game.
Yeah.
They don't have any three guys that can block him.
No. Absolutely. And if Jones doesn't play, forget about it.
Another 1 o'clock game on Fox. Green Bay -5. The over-under is only 44.5. At the Bears, a pair of winning teams in the NFC.
Yeah, right.
The Bears win. The Bears are a 5 or 6 win team.
Oh, I think so, too. But I think they've turned a little bit of a corner in that they're running the ball. It's going to be all Herbert this week. I don't care who the back is necessarily. But they are running the ball.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
And they're keeping it close. Their defense is back to being a top 10 type of unit. And I think Bill Lazor calling plays gives them a chance as opposed to the head coach. But they're the inferior team. Grudge match and their home building. I might take the points. I don't think they win.
How about this stat for you? Justin Fields will be the 20th different starting quarterback the Bears have used against the Packers since 1992.
I graduated high school in 91. That's 20 of them. I wonder how many have more than like 10 starts.
The Packers have used 3 quarterbacks.
Yes. That's about right. And really only 2.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them must have been lost because of
injury or something. Well, Mikowski would have started.
Okay, so Favre took over like
Favre took over from Mikowski, and then,
Wow. Yeah, a little different organization.
Apparently they didn't play any of they didn't play him in the Matt Flynn years or anything like that.
Yeah. But, wow. I don't think the Packers are great, though, either.
They're missing some guys in that secondary.
I just think the Bears will run the ball and keep it close.
But the Bears just...
They got problems.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Packers win that one.
I talked about how a handful of teams are fighting for that 7th spot. I don't think the Bears are one of them, even though they have a winning record and were a playoff team last year.
Yeah. How about this one? 1-4 Texans at 1-4 Colts. The Colts are favored by 10. They're a 1-4 football team favored by 10. The over-under is only 43.5.
I went to points. I think I told you my crappy team philosophy. Texans and Lions get all these huge lines because they're really bad teams and they'll probably pick in the top 3. But they play 60 minutes. And that, to me, is enough for the backdoor cover. And the Colts aren't good.
No.
The Colts aren't a playoff team to me.
Laremy Tunsil not going to play
in
this game.
He's out for a month, too. Yeah. He's like their best player.
DeForest Buckner is going to just wreck the house.
I mean, that doesn't sound great for me taking the points, but... I don't know if the Colts beat anybody by 10.
I think Jonathan Taylor just has a
monster. He probably has a
monster. He has 150 yards. If they give him the football, he has 150 yards rushing. That might be on 15 carries, but.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could envision a 20-point Colts win when he has 180 yards and a couple long ones and the rookie throws some picks. Colts corners are a mess right now, too, though.
Yeah.
I don't think they beat anybody by 10.
Bengals 3-2 at 0-5 Lions. Cincinnati only favored by 3.5 in this game. The over-under is 47.
I just said my Lions and Texans plus points. I'm sticking with it. I think they'll play them tough.
3.5? That's tough.
I
that's
thought
a tough
that
one.
Line would be bigger, though.
Yeah, I did, too.
With that philosophy. I thought it would be 6.
Should be like 5 or 6, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Chase probably gets behind them for a big one. I think Mixon's back to being 100%. And Bengals D's pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, the Lions are just all kinds of banged up.
They are. They're not in a good spot.
This just shows you, like, every game that we've gone through thus far, there have been the opposite picks by the guys who cover the teams. I'm looking here at ESPN's.
Really? The guys that know their teams best.
The Lions guys picking the Lions to win this game, like.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying the opposite. You were saying the
Texas guys picked the Texans to beat the Colts. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, come on. Right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Big matchup here. Cardinals 5-0 at Browns 3-2. No Nick Chubb.
No Nick Chubb.
No Chandler Jones. No Hudson.
Yeah. Tackles are banged up for the Clowney didn't play last week.
Yeah. Corner defensive backfield's all a mess.
Right. I like the Cardinals.
Cleveland's favored by 3.
Yeah.
And the over-under is 49.5.
I just think Cardinals have a lot of weapons. They just traded for Zach Ertz today, too, if people don't realize that. It's not like he's going to play. He played last night. But
that'd be interesting if he did. Touchdowns for both teams this weekend.
Is he allowed?
Yeah.
I bet he's allowed. Yeah. I mean, he's property of the Cardinals right now.
Right. That's happened before. Guys played.
I thought so.
Yeah.
My co-host said, I bet the NFLPA would be like, what about player safety? He played 2 nights ago. Maybe.
If he wants to play,
I mean, I don't know.
He's not going to get – he got traded today.
Yeah.
They're going to be on a plane tomorrow for Cleveland. He's going to meet them in Cleveland, essentially, I would think.
I would imagine. He probably flies to Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, by
and
himself.
Then flies with the team back to
– it's odd.
Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah. Nice to meet you. Hey, you're running out route.
Yeah. Give us 10 patterns today.
Hey,
go catch a touchdown. Just run to the end zone and turn around.
Yeah. He's a nice pickup for them, though. I mean, he'll get a lot of single coverage.
They got weapons galore.
They do. And I think that's going to be a problem for the Browns. I think I go with the Cardinals here. Neither one's at 100%, though.
The Browns, here's a little nugget for you. The Browns are 12-1 outright in their past 13 home games when not facing the Ravens.
Oh, really? Okay.
But now one of those 12 was beating Mason Rudolph last year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't count that game. Everybody talks about that with the Steelers, like, oh, they lost 4 of their last 5 in the regular season and 5 out of – they started
– it was a throwaway. I mean, there's a lot of those.
No Roethlisberger, so Mason Rudolph started. No Watt, no right. Hayward. Like, come on.
It's not. That's more like a preseason lineup.
Yeah.
And think about the Browns. They had that 3-game stretch where it was just – torrential downpours too at home too. I mean, weird.
If that were, it's supposed to rain this weekend.
Hmm.
In Pittsburgh, I don't.
Yeah.
There's a chance of rain. The weather's going to turn. It's going to start raining tomorrow. If they get weather in Cleveland, who does that favor?
See, I initially thought maybe it slows down Kyler's feet. You know, sloppy surface.
Yeah.
But I think Baker needs things to be optimal. You know, like I just think the JJ is going to cause Baker problems.
Like, are they going to give
does
Hunt
that slow down the pass rush?
They going to give Hunt the ball 25, 30 times in this game?
I think more. You know, I think he'll be the whole offense.
But he's banged up.
But he's banged. Yeah, that's the thing. He's not even 100% that he can play. I don't know. I think Cardinals are the better
team. That's their whole offense.
That's
like,
the whole offense, right?
I mean, it's not pretty for them.
No, it's a good question.
And
usually weather slows down the pass rush, and that part would help the Browns, in my opinion. But it doesn't help Garrett.
Right.
I mean, if it slows down Kyler
just
a little
is a
bit.
Wash.
Yeah, it's kind of a wash. I don't have a strong feel for that.
Yeah.
I think the Cardinals are the better team, though.
Another big game here. Cowboys 4-1 at Patriots 2-3. Dallas favored by 3.5 in New England. The over-under is 50.5. I've heard people talking about this game. Belichick will come up with something to slow down Dak Prescott. If you try to do that, Ezekiel Elliott's going to – like, if he plays it like he did against the Steelers in 2017, says, okay, we're not going to let Juju Smith-Schuster and Antonio Brown beat us. Go ahead and run the football. Dallas will do that all day long.
They love it.
Yeah.
there was two lines that I looked at that I just looked at and said, these are wrong, and this is one of them. This should be Pats plus 8.5.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that then I'd consider
this is the Belichick factor coming into play
right.
here.
In like, New England, you know, they're a desperate team.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, a good offensive line travels. They'll gladly move you off the ball and give it to Zeke and Pollard and take shots against one-on-one. And you think Dak's going to get rattled? I mean, Dallas's D is better than the Patriots' O, contrary to some popular belief. I mean, is there going to be any explosive plays by the New England team?
No.
No. I mean, they got to grind out a tough one. Dallas is too talented.
Yeah.
They're way better than the
Patriots. Dallas may put up 30 in this game, and New England can't keep – they can't keep
this
up.
This will be 37.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be close.
Yeah. I just
– yeah, I've totally changed my opinion of the Patriots. I don't think they're a good team.
Cowboys, the only team in the NFL this season who is unbeaten against a spread.
People are taking them lightly.
5-0. And it's the first team to start 5-0 against the spread since the Chiefs in 2018 when they started 7-0 against the spread.
I mean, I can make the argument that they're a top three team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're great right now. And people aren't realizing it because they're not giving enough points.
Both writers in this one picked the Patriots.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Straight up or even?
Straight up.
Wow.
Straight up.
I mean.
Archer picks 28-26, and Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots, picks 27-24 Patriots. I don't see it.
I have all the respect in the world for coaches, but he just doesn't have cards in his hand in New England right now. They don't have any receivers. The pass rush is okay. You know, I mean, like, where's the impact like, guys? And they got a rookie quarterback.
It's like drawing a pair of twos in your
Yeah, you know. You can do as much as you want with it. But Mac Jones versus Dak?
No. No, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Not close.
This was a big one with AFC playoff implications already. Raiders 3-2.
Yeah.
At Broncos 3-2. Denver is a 3.5, only a 3.5 point favorite. The over-under is 44.5. I really like the Broncos in this game. I don't know what that Raiders team.
This was my biggest stay away game of the week.
I don't know who shows up for them.
Yeah, I hear you. Sometimes you see teams like an elastic effect of, boy, they play a really good game after something like this, and they round up the troops and us against the world, and then they come back to reality and lose a bunch in a row.
That's if your coach gets like, okay, your coach just got fired.
But this is
we hated him. Yeah.
Right.
We're so glad the new
Adam
guys
Ace is gone. Ding dong, the witch is dead. You know, but
this is
like
this was a complete shocker.
Right. Didn't and something they've never dealt with before. Or any of us have ever seen.
They had to answer questions about it all week long.
Right, but Denver didn't impress me much when they were here.
No, they didn't.
You know what I mean?
They didn't. But I think
their place is a tough place to play.
I think Javonte Williams runs for $120 in this game.
I've been trying to trade for him all week, and the guy that has him has like two backs on bye, so he can't get rid of him. And I'm like, this is my last chance to get him because he's ready to explode.
He's going
to
blow up, yeah.
He's like, we'll talk Monday. I don't mind moving Williams. Like, you're not going to want to trade him on Monday. But anyway, I want to vote. These two teams, I wish weren't playing each other because I want to bet against both of them.
Yeah.
And unfortunately,
I think they're both kind of fraudish. But
a little bit.
Yeah.
And it actually has huge implications because I think they're – and Cincy are the Steelers' biggest competition for a wild card spot.
Yeah,
you know.
So if that's if you look at it from that respect, you want the Broncos to win.
Yeah, because you beat unless you think the Raiders' season's shot, then they're going to lose out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't think either one's very good.
The Monday night game, another AFC.
This is the other one. I thought the line was just wrong.
Bills 4-1 at Titans 3-2. That's Monday night. The spread is Buffalo by 5.5. The over-under is 53.5. I think the Bills just stomp a hole in them.
I think the spread should be 12.
Yeah.
Or 14, and then I'd consider it. I mean, they're so Derrick Henry dependent. I just don't think they can – in the fourth quarter, they're not going to be able to just hand it to him over and over. Because the Bills are going to put up points against anybody, let alone
that defense.
So-and-so defense at best. Like, where would you – I think all of us would power rank the Bills – 1, 2.
No worse than two.
No worse than two. That'd be one for me. Titans would be 20.
Yeah.
22.
They're not good. They're not a good team.
Their schedule up to this point was easy, and they haven't been impressive. They might not have Julio. Their passing game's junk. It's all Derrick Henry. I mean, he's really playing like an MVP. Yeah.
And Ryan Tannehill's not playing well.
Not great. Not at all. Right.
Yeah. No, part of that's been because he hasn't had the receivers, and they're going to be back for this game. But they never practice.
But the Bills' D's no joke.
Yeah.
I mean, Bills are great in
all
facets.
They're going to rush the passer here.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get hit.
Yeah, so.
I mean, they have to keep it close, and Henry has to run for 200. Yeah, that could happen because he's a freak of nature. But, man.
The Bills are giving up 78 rushing yards a game.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're darn good on that side of the ball.
Yeah, they're their guys will penetrate and they will stop him. That's what you got to do against him is stop him before he gets going.
Mm-hmm.
They have the guys to do that.
They do. They have a really active, young defensive line.
In
waves, yeah. Exactly. They'll stay fresh. Henry's not going to wear them down in the fourth quarter, I don't think. Because I don't think they'll be able to stick around and keep sticking in his belly, you know?
Yeah. I just...
I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
And they're the best team in the South.
Yes. I think the reason why that spread is the way it is, the Titans beat the Bills 42-16 last year.
I hadn't thought of that. I remember that now.
Big whoop.
I don't care.
That was when Tannehill was playing much better last year than he is this year.
Much. I think the loss of Smith, the coordinator, is apparent as well.
Yeah.
You know, and they could use a Jonnu Smith even, and, you know, a healthy somebody. Julio. I mean, we talked about deep and shallow teams. That's a shallow team.
Yeah.
Yesterday we talked about it. It shows. But it doesn't matter because they'll get in the playoffs probably because the Colts lost to the Ravens and are now 1-4, and Tennessee probably has to get to 8 or 9 wins to win the South.
If the Colts beat them the next time around,
Colts still have a shot.
They could get back into this real quick.
Yeah, because it's so bad.
Yeah,
it's worse than the NFC East last year.
Their schedule lightens up considerably, and mm-hmm. nine games probably wins that division.
I think so.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, because you're not going to lose to Houston and Jackson. You got four. You should
you
have
got four
wins.
Gimmies. Yeah, you have four gimmies, and then if you throw a game in,
you can split with.
Are they playing the East this year?
I'd have to think about it.
They're not playing the Central, or they're not playing the North, I should say.
I know they're playing the NFC West, which is bad.
That's bad.
Because they played Seattle.
They all got to play those.
But they'll all go 0-4 probably of those. You know, maybe you get Seattle without Wilson.
Yeah, when do you play Seattle?
Right.
That's the key.
Indy got them early and lost. I think Tennessee went up there and lost.
They lost, too.
Yeah. So the two. So the
that's a wash.
Yeah, I don't know. The NFC South is miserable.
It's really bad.
Yeah. Worse, I think, than the NFC East last year.
I think so, because the two bad teams are really bad.
They're the worst in the league.
Like, historically bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyways,
interesting slate, though.
That's this week's games. We'll keep an eye on those. We'll talk about them on Monday when we're back. Of course, we didn't mention the Steelers and Seahawks. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Certainly.
We'll give you our picks on that game. We've talked about this game all week. But he is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. When we come back, we'll do the Fantasy Football Focus. We didn't get to pick a DFS team last week.
Yeah, let's get
I
after
picked
it.
One for us and did really well. I had over 150 points and didn't finish in the money with over 150 points. That's what kind of week it was.
It was that kind of week, though, true.
It was
right.
You know, there were certain guys and certain teams that just went bonkers.
Oh, there was a huge score. Yeah.
And if you had those guys, you were going to.
At least you had a shot.
You were going to finish in the money.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that when we come back. Yeah, so we'll be back with more on The Drive right after this.